Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today outside it is minus 22 degrees, but apparently it feels like minus 29. Yes, I'm in Helsinki, Finland. It's been snowing last week and now it's frozen and it's gone really cold. My car won't start, I can't go anywhere, even if it would start. And this video is regarding a few messages that have been left on the channel about how people feel a bit down about their voice. Now, this is quite common, and see if this relates to you. The question people have asked me is, how can they make their voice sound better? They've recorded it on their phone and listened back, and they hate the sound of it. Right, now, since day one, since as far back as I can remember, even when I was using, you know, as a kid and I had like a tape recorder, you had to press play and record at the same time, and it was onto, you know, the wind up tapes. When people hear their voices back, they don't like them. Even I go into a studio, right, and I record my vocals on some of the most expensive and best microphones in the world, and then they're produced by some of the best producers in the world, and then they've added all the kind of EQ and compression and all these things, that even then, still sometimes I go, oh, I'm not that happy with it about my voice. So when you record onto your phone, okay, there's a few things that happen, because when you speak or when you sing yourself, you are literally creating sound inside this resonant chasm. So this body of yours, this instrument, kind of has all the frequencies, and you don't only just hear them, you are in them, so you feel them. You feel the bass when you speak because you feel the vibrations, you feel the resonance. Even if you're very resonant or not, you feel it. It's very different when you speak for yourself, and you get all the quality, and you get the feeling and the depth of your voice. But let's just say, for example, I'm gonna record my voice now onto my phone. Let's play. This is a voice check, voice test for vocabilities.com. Here on Improve Your Voice, just doing this as an example for the channel. Okay, now let's listen back to that next to my voice here.
This is a voice check, voice test for vocabilities.com. Here on Improve Your Voice, just doing this as an example for the channel.
Okay, so that's not, yeah, it's a pretty decent phone, it's an iPhone, and the voice quality, I've got a lot more comfortable listening to my voice these days, but still, when I speak, I feel more resonant, I feel bigger, I feel deeper, but listening back, it sounds thin, it sounds weak, and it doesn't really have all the texture, and it doesn't have all the gravitas that being in the room with someone, or, you know, being in your own body really does. And so, if you're recording your voice on a camera and comparing, or on a phone and comparing yourself to the voices you hear in the cinema or on TV or these big Hollywood productions or on audiobooks where they've been, you know, done in a studio with, you know, £2,000 or dollar microphones and then produced professionally, they've had bass added, they've all had all these like effects and compression added, and so they come across really boomy and big and massive. Don't fool yourself, you can do that too, you can sound that like that too with the same effects, but your camera phone is not giving you those qualities. So do not be down about your voice from your own recordings. It's not the true you, it's not what other people hear, and it's not a great way to judge the quality of the way you sound. So don't be so hard on yourself, and that's what I'd say. Just remember, the professionals are being recorded professionally, and that's why the voice often sounds really good. Some people with even like the thinnest, tamest, quietest of voices, when it's recorded properly, they can make it sound very, very big and very bright and very resonant, very clear. So don't be down about yourself. You probably sound much better in real life than you think you do. I just wanted to clear that one up for you, because people, you know, you shouldn't feel bad about your voice. It's one thing wanting to improve, but you've got to be realistic about, you know, how you sound, and don't be so down about yourself and your voice. I'm sure other people don't think of it that way. Okay, so hopefully that's just something that you can use. I've recorded this video even today on a different camera to usual, so maybe even my voice sounds different today. I'm not sure. What do you think? Do you notice any difference between what I played here, what I'm recording with today, and what I usually record on? Does anyone else feel that they have a weak or thin voice? Does anyone else record their voice? Does anyone else do it professionally? If there's anyone out there who just wants to have a chat, or just like, you know, you got something you want to say about your voice, about yourself, about this channel, then just say hi. You know, there's a little comments box below, and I'd love to speak to you. So thanks very much for watching. I'm Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.